ITR Vancouver, BC.
I don't like being told what to do at all.
This is 101.9 FM, Vancouver, BC, British Columbia, Canada. Time marker. This is Regional Blackout. Oh, I screwed up already.
Oh, this
Welcome back.
Lovely stuff.
Welcome back. Hold on.
There we go.
Gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive in the world of turning it inside out.
Oh, yeah.
Floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop me now. Not at all. Don't stop me,
cause I'm having a good time. Having a good time on the TITR with my friend Matt. And also a special guest who I'm not all sure if I'm allowed to say yet, because he hasn't been introduced. But I'm sure that you've deduced that it's a lady from how I said she. I'm burning in the sky. Yeah, here we go. Hi, I'm Mr. Fahrenheit.
You did it, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. I was really nervous about nailing those lyrics. I think I got them. All 162.
This is Regional Blackout. My name is Matt Haggerty. Evan Wansboro, my usual co-host, as you may or may have not noticed, is not with us today. He's working, but we have a special co-host who you, if you're aware of the show, if you've listened to the show, you've definitely heard him call in before. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Nate Bailey.
Hello, everybody.
Star of Nate at Night.
I'm sorry.
Daily with Bailey. Nick at Night?
No.
Different show.
Nate at Night.
And Daily with
Did you already say Nate at Night?
I think I said Nate at Night.
I sort of tuned out because I thought I was talking too early.
No,
I'm nervous.
You may speak
first
starting
time on the
now.
Radio. I'm really nervous.
I'm going to put some, you know what? I'm going to smooth you over with some bed music here. The song we already heard, but it's just going to be quiet. You don't have to sing along anymore.
Okay, perfect.
So,
because I don't know the lyrics.
So what's new, Nate? What brings you in today?
What's currently on my mind right now is this microphone. Now, for the home listener, this microphone is severely beaten up. I'm looking up into it because it's the only way I can get my my mouth to face it properly. Like it's very reminiscent of a WWF ring announcer. Looking up into the mic, like I'm looking up into the stands, and I see Matt there, and I catch a glint in his eye.
Have you ever tried to move on to WWF, or WWE, I suppose it is, because a lot of people go there sometimes in their careers. Who's gone there?
Where are we going here?
I don't know where we're going. What else is new, Nate?
I had an interview with set up with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I saw that. That didn't turn out proper, did it?
No, that didn't really go as planned. But I'm sure everyone else saw that because I did decide to release the interview, even knowing that it didn't work out as it was supposed to. So that's on the YouTubes if anyone wants to check that out.
Yeah. Well, I think you thought you had Neil deGrasse Tyson when in fact you had
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Right.
It was a nickname.
Right.
That he had. DeGrasse was the nickname.
Yeah.
Neil Tyson was his name.
It was disappointing for everyone.
Especially me, because I thought I was going to have a real deal celebrity. He was not at all a celebrity.
Have you ever had a celebrity?
No.
Are you planning on having a celebrity anytime soon?
I'd love to have a celebrity. Actually, there is talks in the works right now of having a full-blown Hollywood celebrity.
And who's this?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for bringing it up.
Well, actually, you were the one that asked about
that's
it.
That's true.
Yeah. was fair.
The phones are open if anyone wants to call in and talk to Nate Bailey and or see if I remember how to answer phone calls on the radio. It's 604-822-CITR if you want to talk to Nate Bailey. Nate, are you open to talking to the public?
I'm open to anything that's open for me.
Like late night fast food?
Mines. I prefer open minds. Open hearts? Not open heart surgery. That's scary. I don't want to see what goes on inside of all of us.
With that being said, did you want to throw to this? Can you see what we're doing here?
Yeah, sure. Not I was going to choose that, but
do you want
yeah.
me to pick a different one?
Yeah.
Which one?
Do you want me to just say?
Well, how else would you?
I don't know.
I'm
nervous that the people at home are getting a little behind the scenes view into
here. You write it down. You write down a number.
Are you just a number?
Yeah, the YouTube link. Write down the entire link.
Okay.
So start it with H.
I'll see
TTP.
If I can remember that. Well, now I can't remember it offhand.
Okay, we'll throw to another song, and then while this is playing, you can tell me.
Yeah, that's perfect. People are getting really behind the scenes. Look at how this show works, huh?
Oh, always.
Oh, right.
This is Mean Jeans. They're going to be in town on Wednesday?
The 30th.
The 30th.
Oh, I got it. Sorry.
Wednesday the 30th at the Electric Owl, and this song is called, let me put that up there, Ready to Rip on Regional Blackout. Screwed up again. Hey, it's Regional Blackout. We're back on the air with
got a Nate. Bonus trick.
Yeah, a little bit of a snippet there from Mean Jeans. We're back on the air. This is Regional Blackout. This is Matthew Haggerty here with Nate Bailey.
Hello, everybody.
Nate, how have you been since the last time I talked to you?
I've been all right. You know, I've been doing this and that, going to Roxy's Steakhouse. Sorry, I'm still trying to adjust my mic, and it's very, very awkward for me. I feel like I really have to tuck myself into the desk. Anyways, I've been all right. I've been, you know, frequenting Roxy Steakhouse, trying to get myself some discounts. But they don't seem to like to have discounts just given out to anybody. I don't feel that I'm just anybody, but...
Nate, when you're in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, where do you like to eat?
Roxy Steakhouse. Oh. I just said that was literally all I've just been talking
about. I was looking over here.
I saw that. I was trying to fill time until you were done doing all that.
Okay, I've got... We're going to play some... this isn't what I wanted.
Perfect.
We're going to play some... what's the term?
Music.
No, oh, man, I'm blanking hard. I'm going to say a word. Now, you're from New Zealand, is that correct?
Oh, that's, what are you writing a Wikipedia entry on me now?
No.
Fine.
I'm not. Do you want me to?
Well, all right.
I am actually writing a Wikipedia article on every single person I've ever met.
Oh, I'd prefer to have parts unknown.
From parts unknown.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, that's what wrestlers do, right? Maybe, hey, this could be the entrance level required to get into WWF or E, whichever you like.
well, that totally eats the bit I was about to do. Hey, if anyone wants to call in and ask any questions of Nate Bailey, it's 604-822-CITR. I will now turn to my right. We've got another guest in studio, and that is... Hold on, I'm going to give her some intro music here.
Yes!
It's going to be the sweetest intro music you've ever heard before.
Can it be the entrance, or the intro music to Legion of Doom?
Hailing from Regina, Saskatchewan. Weighing in at probably about 80 pounds. She's mean. She's lean. She's got pink eye today. She's Jenna Slade. Jenna Slade, how are you doing?
I've been better.
Can you talk right into the mic there?
I don't appreciate you telling people about my deformed face.
Sorry, your mic was off.
Oh,
what don't you appreciate?
You telling people about my deformed face.
I never said your face was deformed.
I think you look lovely.
Do you have any questions, Nate, for Jenna's pink, swollen eye?
Yeah, how come it doesn't look that pink nor swollen?
Well, it's kind of...
I washed it this morning.
Yeah, huh? It's a new condition.
Well, there was the question answered.
Now, to all the people out there who don't understand who Jenna Slade is, I just got married to this lovely young lady.
Woohoo!
A week ago yesterday. And I'm having her on my radio show because it's my show and I can do whatever I want. She also plays bass guitar in Tender Hearts, a band that is opening for Mean Jeans, whom we just played on Wednesday, July 30th. Jenna, what inspired you to pick up bass guitar?
Probably watching my super cool boyfriend like play on stage all the time, and like he looked really good, and I thought maybe I could look really good.
Can I interject and say that was a wonderful question and a wonderful answer from a married couple interviewing themselves?
This is pretty strange.
All right, carry on.
I really wish you didn't... Okay.
Frick. I really wish you didn't chug that pop right before you came on air.
No, I feel great.
Yeah, he was like the kid from Home Alone. I bet he's wetting his seat right now.
Oh.
Listen, phone lines are friggin' dead, people. It's 604-822-CITR. We got Nate Bailey here. It's not very often you get to talk to YouTube sensation Nate Bailey in the... well, it's not in the flesh. Over the phone lines. So call in if you'd like. We're going to play another song.
I have absolutely zero flesh.
So you're a ghost?
I'm a bark man.
A bark man?
Yeah, I took off all my flesh and replaced it with bark.
I thought you meant like a bark man like you were a dog. That's what people call dogs. I've heard people call dogs bark man all the time.
People call me the dog man.
Why do they call you that?
Because my skin is made of bark and then... Listen, you'll be fine.
Okay. Now, Nate, how did you... For what reason did you remove all your skin and replace it with bark?
For the purposes of a joke.
For the one that you just did?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a long con.
Yeah, it's dedication.
Now, how do you feel? You look a little stiff.
Well, it's just because I'm so aroused by this whole... That's not true at all. No, none of that is true, actually. It is all flesh.
Okay, well, that's good. You heard it here, folks. Nate Bailey has flesh. Ugh, just gross myself out.
Yep. Just bailing on bits left and right here.
Yeah, well, we had some prepared bits. Jenna was going to bring some prepared bacon bits, but she forgot them at home.
I prepared my bits.
I think we all prepared our bits before we came in.
I've been doing some pant rummaging here and there.
Ooh, pant rummage.
Do you want to throw to this song there, Nate?
Yes. Okay. Anyways, this is Mech DeMarco passing out pieces, and I just hit my elbow.
On CITR Regional Blackout.
Hey, welcome back to Salad Days. I'm your host, Joe McMurray. Today we're going to be making a salad.
And we're back. Hello, everybody.
I don't know what this is.
This is what happens when you don't prepare. You get a Solid Dave coming in and ruining your show.
Who's that?
I thought he said Solid Dave. Was I wrong?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, apparently you weren't listening to what just happened.
This is Ode to Viceroy by Mac DeMarco.
On campus, traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
We're back. This is Regional Blackout. We just heard Mac DeMarco's Oid Boy.
You got it.
Frig.
Oh, you're killing it.
Oh. We just heard Mac DeMarco's Ode to Viceroy, a particularly disgusting brand of cigarette.
We also heard an ad.
We heard an ad. Yeah, we don't need to announce that we heard an ad, but I appreciate it. Good co-hosting skills over there.
Thank you.
Have you ever co-hosted a radio show before?
Never. I've never been on the radio. Well, I've called into the radio. I've never actually been in a studio. Well, I mean, seeing how I operate with this microphone over here.
Oh, you're doing great, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
What about when you record your shows? I mean, you're a TV star. You've been in studios many times.
Yeah, it's a television studio, not a radio studio.
That's true.
There's a difference. True. There's no cameras in here.
Quite different.
She's got it.
In the news in Vancouver recently, the SkyTrain system has been having some issues. Nate, you were saying that you might have experienced a little bit of that.
Let me tell you a thing or two about that.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was on the SkyTrain going down to work, right? In the downtown core of our beautiful city, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. For all those people outside of the country that are listening to this, nobody. Anyways, I was going into work, and the train stopped, right, as it usually does, and then you get a lineup of queue of trains going into the station. Anyways, there was no queue moving, and everything was shut down for an extraordinarily long period of time. Anyways, a rather large individual started this trend of ripping the doors open. Just prying them open with his bare hands. His giant banana-like hands. And anyways, everyone followed him outside. The majority of the people, right? Walking along the side of the tracks. And now, this is a sky train. It's in the sky. They call it a sky train for a reason.
Can I interrupt you for a sec?
Of course you can. You got your hand out.
Jenna, if you could just squeak your chair around a little bit more. Yeah, just kind of rummage around. Just hoping. As much as you could possibly get on air, that would be perfect.
I was hoping they would pick up.
Back to you.
If anyone was wondering, these two are married, if that is not painfully obvious. Anyways, this train is in the sky, and it is...
What guy?
This guy was on the sky train.
Okay.
Me. Anyways, so I was on the sky train, and it is a train of the sky, so it's got this track that is elevated, and on the outside, there's a little pathway that people that operate the SkyTrain use. Anyway, so this man rips open the door, and all these people are going out in that little area to get to the station faster. Well, I'm trying to make them stop so I can get to where I want to go faster, because they're not going to run the trains with a bunch of people running all over the place all willy-nilly, right?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, if you get a guy wandering about, he doesn't know what he's doing out there. That's for professionals. SkyTrain professional people.
Well, Skywalkers.
Yeah, Skywalker. Yeah. Luke Skywalker, one of the SkyTrain employees. He was the best one. He had his own, green wrench. They give wrenches out. That's a SkyTrain tool, right?
Yeah, wrench.
A wrench.
Welcome to the SkyTrain team.
Or
here's
a ratchet.
Your wrench.
Or a ratchet.
I think it's wrench.
So, okay, I figure that the wrench would be like the lightsaber, right? Mm-hmm. And then the ratchet would be like a gun, because it's faster.
Like a Han Solo gun.
Oh, maybe there would be like an automated weapon. I mean, not weapon. My mind's gone. Anyways, people were walking everywhere, and I wanted to get to work, and I knew they weren't going to start the train again unless people got back inside. So I waited there like a patient person should, and everyone just wandered out.
Well, I'm proud of you. I mean... Didn't you feel kind of dumb sitting there by yourself?
I wasn't by myself.
Was it hot?
It was very hot. Of course it was hot. It's a sky train. Was that ever not hot?
Yeah, well, maybe it's a good thing those people left. It probably would have got stinky and kind of sweaty in there.
Well, the only thing that was stinky and sweaty in there was me. but I waited it out as I should have, But we're trying to have a society here, and I figure I'd, contribute the best I can. and it's sitting doing nothing in a SkyTrain, sweating as much as I possibly could.
Really setting a good example.
It was. I thought I was just really nailing it for everybody involved in the city.
Now, when you're sitting there, you're the only person who stayed behind, or did I miss something?
No, I was with other people.
Oh, okay.
I told them to stay.
You made them stay.
I told them to. Well, I asked them to. And, well, I made it seem like I told them to.
Oh, boy. The trials and tribulations of a busted transit system. Well, it's not busted. It's all right.
Trills and tribs.
That's what I call it.
That's what I call it. I really? Literally just called it that.
But have you called it that before?
Only around you.
We're made for each other.
Aren't we?
We are.
Guys?
The three of us?
Yeah.
Listen, next Wednesday is Vanessa, our friend Vanessa Dandoran's birthday party that she's throwing. This is what I've been talking about the whole show. It's Ramon's themed birthday party. The Mean Jeans are playing it. Tender Hearts are playing it. And just to say happy birthday to her, we are going to play, she sings for a band called the Ballantines, and we are going to play a Ballantine song called Nil Love.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
The Westside Community Food Market is back every Thursday at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. from July 3rd to September 25th. A stretch of sidewalk at 8th and Vine will be turned into a local food market. Join us for hyper-local foods, live music, coffee, and more.
And all we gotta do is live another...
I screwed up again. Hey, we're back on the air. This is Regional
Blackout. Oh, God, man.
Oh, we're just going to play all the ads. We're going to talk over nothing.
Blah, 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 blah.
My new catchphrase should just be, I screwed up again. Because it happens a lot.
Yeah, you need a button you can just hit whenever you screw up that's like, oh, whoops.
Ooh, I like that. Like a slide whistle?
Yeah.
You called in once with a slide whistle.
Well, that's my signature.
Your niece. What was her name?
Shelly and Sheila.
The twins.
She's a two-headed monster.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh, that's what happens. You get epileptic seizures when that happens.
Let's see if I can do this here.
You should.
CITR, are you on the air?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Melanie calling.
Melanie. Where are you from, Melanie?
Well, I'm calling from Vancouver. I'm from Regina.
Regina Sask, why you ask? That's the answer.
Exactly.
I don't know what that means at all.
So we used to say when we were kids.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, sorry. I didn't know that was addressed to me.
Yeah. Mel, what's up? Do you have any questions for Nate Bailey? Or Nate Bailey, do you have any questions for Mel?
Mel, I have a question for you.
Okay, what is it?
Do you get your name from caramel?
Ooh. Good.
I don't. Well, you know, I don't think so.
Well, you're just as sweet as it.
I think you get your name from watermelon, right?
Water, yeah.
Watermelon,
like watermelon, and then watermelony is basically where my name comes from.
So Mel is short for watermelony.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Wow, I never knew that about you.
Well, that's a lot of felony.
Do we know each other?
Pardon?
Do we know each other?
Yep.
Okay.
This interview is going swimmingly so far.
Mel, this is kind of, you know, this is going to be our last show until the fall, so this will be our last summer show. How's your summer been going? Has there been any highlights? Has there been any lowlights? Has there been any medium lights?
Or, bro lights.
Or
Northern
swim.
Lights?
Tea lights?
Christmas lights.
Tea lights. I like that. Yeah. What have I done this summer? Well, I've worked a lot.
Thrilling.
I had hoped to make it out to go to do some like camping and hiking, and I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to be doing that in the future the next couple of weekends. So that'll be sweet to do before the summer ends. Also, my two really good friends got married, which is probably the highlight of my summer.
Me. Mel, do you have any questions for Nate Bailey?
Wait, I have a question for Mel.
Ooh.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, when you go camping, right?
Yes.
Are you ever scared of cougars or bears?
I'm terrified of bears. Mostly bears.
You're totally fine with cougars, though?
One time when I went camping, I was with Jenna, actually. Hey, Jenna.
Okay.
And there was a bear that came sniffing up to our tent. It was
a bull?
Literally the... Bear. The no. The tent was the only thing blocking me from the bear's face. It was an inch away from my face.
True story.
And I could hear it. I could feel it huffing and puffing on me.
Was this a black bear?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was just a black bear. So it was probably just sniffing around for garbage, I suppose. But
it was just a baby bear.
But yes, when I go hiking and camping, I'm definitely, definitely scared for cougars and bears.
That's literally all I can think about anytime I go camping. It's terrifying. I'm scared of all.
You just have to carry bear whistles with you, or like pots and pans that clang when you walk.
Yeah, you just have to tie strings and tin cans to your feet.
Exactly. It'll
what about guns? I'd rather string a bunch of guns to my body.
You just have to be a one man band, really.
That'll work.
Carry a big bass drum on your back and a couple cymbals on your knees.
Like Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins.
Exactly.
It works for him. I didn't see a bear around him in that movie once.
No.
Exactly.
I can't remember if there was.
There might be a bear.
It worked out well for him, yeah, for sure.
Mel, did you see the fireworks last night? We went down and saw the fireworks. It was pretty fun.
I did see the tip of one of the fireworks.
That's a weird way to put it.
Just the tip.
Just one firework.
I was working, and I was on the patio, you know, serving guests, and I did see the tip of a firework. So
you were serving guests?
Pretty exciting.
Serving guests?
I was serving guests at the restaurant.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant at home. I thought there was some sort of party I wasn't invited to.
No.
I thought you'd be able to see the fireworks from Olympic Village.
Well, you can. The tips of them.
Well, I was sleeping. I took a nap yesterday, and I woke up at 10 o'clock to what I thought was shells being fired all around me. No one else seemed that scared, so I just kind of woke up in a fright, like, oh, boy. And then I looked out my window, and everyone was just really calm. So I was like, oh, everything must be cool. I didn't know that the fireworks are happening. I should have prefaced
that reminds me of the thunderstorm that we had, like, a few weeks ago.
That was pretty terrifying.
Oh,
I actually thought there was a war breaking out.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
I woke up and I thought someone was just taking photos of me while I was sleeping. True story.
With what?
A big,
like,
flashy camera.
Camera ever?
No, I just... It was the flash that that woke me up, and I thought someone was like, oh, maybe they're getting a nice shot of my butt. That was not covered because it was too warm out.
So,
and I didn't care, and I went back to sleep.
Oh, man.
Front page news, guys. Nate Bailey sleeps with his butt out.
Nate's butt.
It's a nice butt.
Oh, Mel. Well, Watermelony?
Yes.
You got anything for Nate?
Well.
Ask him where he's from.
Don't ask me where I'm from.
I wasn't gonna.
Okay. Oh. Thank you.
Watermelony, thanks for calling.
Did she have a question for me?
Great night, guys.
Yeah, okay, you too.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye
now.
Okay,
bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Drop.
I feel like she might have had a question for me, and then we just...
No, I asked her multiple times, and she did not.
Okay.
I took photo shoots in the middle of the night, and
I took
Q&As and junkets, and it's not all right.
Hey, let's talk at the same time.
Okay.
Why don't you just do your show, Matt?
No, sorry. Do you have something to say that I'm stepping on?
No, that was the entire thing that I was... every time she went to ask a question, I just had a question for her. I was like, jumped in there.
That was pretty good.
I feel like a jerk.
No, man, you kept it going.
I'd like to publicly apologize to Watermelony. Caramelony, as I like to call her.
This is Regional Blackout on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We're going to play some Ramones in honor of the late, great, all of the Ramones at this point. I don't need to say anything about it because it's been said a million times and by better speakers, by some masters of the toasts. But here's Ramones' Cretin Hop. We'll be right back.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
I didn't screw it up this time.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Nailed that ad play. This is 101.9 FM.
CITR.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Regional Blackout. That was great.
That was wonderful.
Now, Nate Bailey.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you this rapid fire.
I know you're going to do it. You told me you were going to in the break.
That's supposed to. You're giving away all our secrets.
No.
Well, you said you were going to do it earlier.
Okay, I'm going to hold on
in
first,
the show. Would you like me to go back and say that you're going to do it in from the beginning of the show? Anyways.
Whoa. Okay. I'm going to find some cool bed music. So I'm going to YouTube cool song.
Awesome.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
No, how about radical?
Oh wait.
Song choice.
Oh wait. What about
Oh, it's gonna come up with Rancid. We're gonna play Rancid in the background.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it either. This sucks. Let's not play any of that. Okay. All right. So this is the rapid fire. Nate.
Smooth McGroove. Look up Smooth McGroove and put that on.
What is it? Smooth.
Smooth McGroove.
Smooth McGroove.
Oh, you got it.
That makes me hungry for some snack wrap. Smooth McGroove. This one, acapella. What is this?
Yeah. Just do it.
Which one?
Oh, you'll never regret this.
This one.
I don't know. I can't see all the way over there.
There's so many different choices here. Rainbow Road acapella?
Oh, yeah, there you got it.
Okay. I don't know what this is.
That's going to be background music.
Okay, perfect. Nate Bailey, this is our rapid fire. Because I'm curious about your roots, and I want to get down to it.
My roots. Like the way I get here? The way I get to
like
work.
The television series starring LeVar Burton's Roots.
Oh, okay.
I'm curious about your... Do you have Roots on DVD or Blu-ray? Or VHS?
I prefer to keep my roots and my vegetables and my stews.
Okay. Nate, you can say Nate if you like it. I'm going to say a word. You're going to respond with Nate or not.
Nate and not.
So Nate is positive.
Okay.
Not is negative.
Right.
Depending on how you feel about whatever I say.
So it's like a nay.
Yay or nay, but Nate or not.
Yeah, you couldn't have made it more confusing, could you?
Wallabies.
Nate.
Kangaroos.
Nate.
Going to Whistler.
Not.
Steve Irwin.
Nate.
Being a continent.
Not.
Millipedes.
Not.
The Sydney Opera House.
Nate.
Uluru.
Not.
Well, that didn't really give me much. I'm going
to
switch.
What, was I allowed to say other words?
No. I'm just trying to figure something out about you, but it's not working. Lord of the Rings.
What was the words again? Knight? Right.
Lord of the Rings.
That's my own name.
Lord of the Rings 2.
Not.
Lord of the Rings 3, this time it's personal.
Nayot.
Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
Which one was that again?
The Lord, I think.
Oh, of the Ring.
Yeah.
Nay.
Yeah. Ooh. Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
Nate.
The orcs in Lord of the Rings.
Not. Too scary.
The time my parents went to New Zealand for vacation.
Nate.
Are you from New Zealand?
I can't say.
Well, that was a very thrilling rapid fire we had for Nate. I was trying to track down his origin story and it wasn't working out.
I don't get it either.
No one ever will. I know it's not something I like to talk about. It's actually a...
I could listen to this for a while.
It's great, right?
It's so chill.
Okay, well, this is Regional Blackout on 101.9 FM.
CITR.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Phone buzz at the end there. That was perfectly timed.
Oh, boy. We got 15 minutes left to go, people. If you want to call in, it's 604-822-CITR. In case you have one of those phones without the letters on the pad, it's 2487. 604-822-2487. 8-7. Nate, you're looking pretty relaxed.
I feel pretty relaxed. And in the wise words of Groucho Marx, time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana.
Wow. Thank you for those wise words.
Wow.
Thank you. Well, it's Groucho Marx. We can all thank him.
What's his email address?
Groucho@marx.marx.com.
MarxWorkWarehouse.com?
That's right.
Mm. Oh, yeah. He's the guy who started that chain of...
Marxism?
MarxWorkWarehouseism? MarxWorkWarehouseism.
Say that five times fast.
MarxWorkWarehouseism, 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 MarxWorkWarehouseism.
Not going to give it to you.
Ah, why is that?
Well, you messed up several times.
Well, you do it.
No, I can't do it.
Try it.
MarxWorkWarehouseism.
Nah,
okay, I can't do it.
You got to do it,
I'm too relaxed for this. You see my feet are up?
Jenna, try to say Mark's Work Warehouses.
Oh, please.
Mark's Work Warehouses and Mark's Work Warehouses and Mark's Work Warehouses and Mark's Work Warehouses and Mark's Work Warehouses. Yep.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'll give it.
You'll give it a pass. I can't stop looking at that bottle of Sprite behind your head.
I don't want to even acknowledge it. giving it too much credit.
Now, is that the bottle of rip-off 7-Up that always follows you around and haunts you?
Yeah.
You were told me that this has been a problem for you in the past.
I mean, I was
wrong with me.
Sorry?
I was reprimanding myself for stumbling over my words, but please, tell me about this bottle of Spritz-Up that's been haunting you for years.
Well, I mean, originally I thought it was only in my head, that I was just seeing this bottle that was following me around, you know. And then I was like, oh, maybe it's just someone's having a Sprite here and there, and I just don't know. But, you know, they're too cheap to get the real Sprite. I mean, it's not that much. What? Like $1.50? I haven't bought a Sprite in a long time. Anyways, too much sugar. But then I started thinking maybe there's a private detective or something that's following me around, and he has this habit for cheap drinks that don't contain alcohol. But then, you know, it just got weird. It was everywhere. There would be places where no one else was, like in my bedroom, and it would just be in there.
Was it full or empty?
Half full.
Always half full.
Is it always half full?
Or was it?
Is it half full right now?
Was it sometimes half empty?
Yeah, it is half full. So that's the one.
That's the one.
Oh, that's him.
Oh God! Don't look at it. We shouldn't even be talking about it.
I don't know if he's tuning in though.
He's right there.
Well, he can't hear us.
He's staring.
How can he not hear us?
He's on the other side of the glass.
It's this soundproof glass.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he can't hear us.
Well, that's good to know.
Does that make you feel better? He's just watching you in silence?
No, it makes me feel awful, actually. But it's good to know that no one else can hear us.
I feel sometimes when I'm doing the show, I kind of feel like no one else can hear me. I definitely get that feeling every once in a while.
But sometimes I get the feeling that somebody's watching me.
Okay.
Like the song says.
I don't know. What's happening right now?
A Sprite can is looking at us.
Okay. On that bizarre note, we're going to hear some more local music. This is Needles and Pins, an old one. This is a cover. It's a Teenage Head cover. Picture my... Oh, shoot. Frig's sake. Picture my face on Regional Blackout. Boom.
Kiss him out. comment on who I am. What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh, yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh, good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour, Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
Then, all right.
We're back. I have to play one show promo per show, and I tend to choose that
do
one.
You always? Yeah, because it was so ridiculous. Fun. That didn't make any sense at all. That was over the top.
It was a little over the top. This is 101.9 FM. C-I-T-R. That was our worst one. Vancouver, BC.
It got very Twin Crystal at the end.
Twin Crystal.
No, Doc Crystal, sorry. Twin Crystal.
Pepsi. Band. Crystal Pepsi?
Yep.
Jenna.
Yep.
Speak into the microphone a little bit more. I'm gonna
yep.
We're going to ask you some questions now.
Yep.
Nate had this idea during the break, so I'm going to let you go first.
So here's a question. On Matt, do you prefer boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
On Nate, do you prefer boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
In the back of your car, do you prefer Matt's boxers or briefs?
Use briefs.
Backstory to that, there was a pair of Matt's underwear on the way here in the back of the car.
Do you like spritz? What's your favorite kind of pop?
Ginger ale.
Over to you, Nate.
If you saw an imaginary fake Sprite bottle that was half full and it followed you around everywhere, at least you thought it did, would you attempt to drink it or would you ignore it?
Yeah, after probably like the third time, I'd probably be like, maybe I should drink this.
It's flat. It's a trick question. It's gross.
No, I like flat pop.
She tricked it. She was a trick answer. Yeah. You ever had one of those before?
No, I've had a flat top before, though.
Oh, nice little haircut.
Mm. Anyways, ever to you.
Do dogs have souls?
Yes.
How many souls do they have each?
Three.
When dogs have three souls, is it like a multiple personality thing, or do they just... Have they eaten souls of the other things they've maybe small children they've bitten and they keep their souls, steal their souls, or are they born with three souls?
I think they're just born with three souls. So like every time three people on Earth die, then a dog is born.
Is this how the band Soul Collective got the name?
Yes.
What's your favorite color?
Green.
If your favorite color was blue, would you want it to be green?
Yeah, it used to be blue, and then I wanted it to be green, and then now it is.
What was the precipitant to change your favorite color from blue to green?
I painted my bedroom blue, and I got really sick of it.
Now, if you paint your bedroom blue, do you get blue?
Yes. Yes.
Do you get blue babu-dee-babu-da?
Babu-dee-babu-da.
Because if I was green, I would die?
Yeah.
Now that you're green, are you dead? Are you a ghost?
No, now I'm in Geometry Dash. Just a little side note, Matt, do you want to tell the listeners about Geometry Dash? Maybe ruin a couple more lives?
Nope. Over to you.
Nope.
All right, welcome. Tables were turned there, and they were turned right back in an awkward sequence of events. Okay, let's start a whole new trend. Okay. So if you were to get a barbecued hot dog, right? Mm.
One of those right now.
Okay, you could have as many toppings as you want, but what's the top topping? What's your favorite topping for
the
a barbecued hot dog?
The one that I put on last, like on top?
Like what's the one you put the most on?
Ketchup.
Oh, it's a lot. Keep going.
Perfect.
Ketchup.
Keep going.
Ketchup. Right.
The least amount of mustard.
So, okay, does it ever bother you that you don't really know where ketchup is from? Like, it's not really tomatoes. Like, it's got pictures of tomatoes on there, but it's a paste that is mostly
sugar.
Sugar. I thought we were just going to keep saying the same things over and over again. Like, we were going to read each other's minds, and it was going to be like an X-Files Twilight Zone kind of episode. Also, okay, here's another question. Mm-hmm. Is it weird only to me that Matt just started talking to someone and just left the room.
No, that was weird.
I'm back, baby.
Well, it was really exciting. You missed an intense conversation about ketchup.
Ah, sweet. I love it.
And ketchup's then, weird.
Oh, I love it.
Have you ever ketchup. Tried making your own ketchup?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
I made my own ketchup by opening a bunch of smaller packets of ketchup and putting them into one big bowl.
That counts. Homemade.
Dunking cold hot dogs into it.
Speaking of which, know what happened last night? We got home, apparently ate our leftover pizza. In the morning, we woke up. We're like, hey, let's eat that pizza for breakfast.
Yeah, we ghost ate
it. And we looked in the fridge, and it was gone.
You ever ghost eat your stuff?
And you don't even remember eating it.
You ever ghost eat your stuff?
Now let me ask you this. Did you lock your door?
Ooh, no.
Well, solved it.
So you're saying it was the Sprite bottle?
I'm saying it was a Sprite bottle or a burglar. Just a person that was hungry.
Or that photographer who likes to take photos of butts.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He didn't come in, though. Or she.
The butt blogger. Yeah,
could have been she.
There can be female photographers now.
That's true. It's progressed that way.
And Matt's all right. They made it through that. We're out of the woods now. We're back to CITR. Here we are, Regional Blackout.
Yeah, that's right. 101.9 FM on your radio dial.
No one's using a dial anymore. Can I just point that out?
Yeah, it's mostly just buttons.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, you can't find CITR on the dial.
You can, depending on where you are.
Yeah, it's really difficult. You gotta move the dial very slowly.
You do have dial problems, I've noticed that.
Yeah, I got dial problems.
You're always dropping dial soap.
Yeah.
That's your main dial problem.
Dropping that soap.
I got a lot of Dove problems.
Yeah, I got some Irish Spring problems myself.
No, they always get in the way when I'm biking around.
Okay, well, that's it for Regional Blackout. Jenna, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Nate Bailey, thank you for co-hosting.
Ah, it was a pleasure for me. A pleasure and a delight. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And it's been 101.9 FM.
CITR.
Good night. Oh, play.
Perfect. Lovely ending to the whole...
Flawless.